Hello, Matt Elliott here.
Hi, Alan Smith here.
Hey guys, Ian Hume here.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here.
Be sure to watch
Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV
for all the latest Leicester City news and information.
You can also subscribe on YouTube and various social media channels
for the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Come on, you foxes!
TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City. Tune in and join in now.
Right, Chris.
All right there. All right, the back. How the devil are we all? Can I carry it off? Can I carry off the smug face? I don't think I'm as good as this.
It's time for the smug face.
And of course, I mean, if you're wondering, Chelsea are leading Brighton. Man City are beating Brentford, both 1-0. They're slightly taking advantage of a score from last night. And I don't know whether you noticed at all, because it was just a little game that was going on. But let me just show you Sky Sports News. Just announcing the goal.
Viewers, apologize. I'm continue.
I'm getting daggers. I am getting daggers. This is Leicester Till I Die TV. This is where you can find us if you are watching us, and where you can listen to us as well on podcasts.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favourite podcast platform. Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
I haven't enjoyed many of these this season, but this is one show I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the main event of the evening. 60 minutes of football fun and banter with Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV. Are you ready? Ready? Let's get ready to rumble.
We're talking Leicester City 1, Liverpool 0. I will say welcome. He sat there and he's taking it all. Good evening to Doug. You may remember he's been on the channel before, and have some sympathy with him. He's a Liverpool fan. Doug, good evening. Welcome along. How are you feeling today?
Evening, Chris. I'm doing good. I've basically worked today. I've got one more day of work, and then that's me finished for 2021. So couldn't be better, but could obviously be a lot better from the result last night. But
I was going to say, you were doing a really good job of avoiding the topic of the match there.
As I said last night, you thoroughly deserved the win last night.
Thank you very much, sir. And looking very resplendent in your new surroundings.
Yes. I have a desk. I've got a chair now, so I feel like I'm sort of going from actually doing videos in the bedroom, in the living room. I feel like I've actually got like an area now where I can basically just do videos. So yeah, it's a nice wee surrounding.
just remember to lock your door. That desk won't be there for long if you don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that is especially for the gentleman. I think I explained to you after the last one, accused me of being salty and wanted to object vehemently to my generalisation of Liverpool. So to that gentleman... Anyway, Doug, you're always welcome. Give a shout out to where people can find you.
Yeah, it's at the Dugout Football Channel on YouTube. I've kind of had a little bit of a break, but I am going to be back in the new year with lots more content as well. You can find me on Instagram at douglas.horn. My Twitter handle is there, nrod_1992. And I'm also on Facebook at Douglas James Horn.
And it's understandable. I mean, you've moved into a new house and what have you, and getting married next year?
Yes, very, very exciting year for me next year. I'm getting married in July. So, the fun begins straight into the new year.
Is that the word, fun? Yeah, I won't put you off. I've gone through the marriage and come out the other side, so I'm saying nothing to put you off. But maybe I feel a new quiz show, Mr. and Mrs. coming on. But Static says, hi, hello, Static. How the devil are you, sir? Scott, good evening, sir. Welcome along. Doorcoat Thomas is going to be worth millions. I think he could be worth a lot more than Ben Chilwell, to be honest with you. And Scott wants to say good evening, Scott. Hiya, Doug. Thanks for coming on, pal. You're such a humble bloke and cracking gentleman, regardless of results. Always give an honest opinion. And he's Scottish as well. So, yeah, you know.
Thank you, Scott. I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
And he does finish off by saying cancel the marriage now.
No, that's not happening. I'm as happy as I can be. So
yes. You want to see the pictures? I tell you on. Sorry, I shouldn't say. I'm joking. You know that. Obviously, we got. Hello to Helen Raybould.
Hi, Helen.
I'm guessing a Liverpool fan then, if you
know her. she's one of my long term followers of the channel. So glad you can make it tonight.
You're welcome along, Helen. You've joined at the right time because you've missed most of the Mickey taking. But I mean, let's be honest with you here, and I'm going to ask you this one first. I wanted to call you Scott then, Doug. you won the cup game.
Mm-hmm.
You lost the league game.
Yeah.
Is that the way you would have wanted it if you had to win one, or would you have preferred to have won last night?
I mean, obviously, it's nice to get through. It's nice to get through the League Cup game. How we managed to get through that again, like, obviously I know we've obviously done that review as well, but like, how we got through that game was anybody's guess. Like, you were 3-1 up, 3-0 up, absolutely 3-1 up, absolutely cruising, and then you know, we managed to get back to, you know, 3-3 and, you know, penalties again, you know, 50-50. But the league game last night, you caught us on a very, very good night. That was our worst performance of the season by a long, long way. I thought the West Ham game was bad. That one last night was terrible.
I mean, was it? Because, I mean, I'm looking at that, and I was actually, what made it more fun for me was I was actually watching it with a Liverpool fan. So that was sort of like even more fun. Hi, Colin, if you're watching. But I can't... I did say to you before, it was like the Siege of Mafeking, you know, every time I looked up, and I was watching bits of that game through my fingers, I'm not going to deny it, but you were literally coming at us, and if you'd had your shooting boots on, maybe it would have been different, but I didn't think you had that bad a game.
I think it's all about, you know, creating chances is one thing. But just last night, I just don't know what happened. Like, we started really, really brightly. We were on the front foot from the get-go. Obviously got the early penalty with Mo Salah. Like, I think people can probably say that is a penalty. I don't know why Ndidi is diving in to the challenge. And, you know, he does catch Salah. And then... the most rarity of everything is Mo Salah missing a penalty. That's only his third penalty miss he's missed for For Liverpool, I think one was against Huddersfield, and the other one, for the life of me, if anyone else can say in the chat, I can't remember the other one he missed. But it's a rare thing, him missing the penalty. To be fair, I would probably say it's probably a very good save from Kasper Schmeichel. But I do think it's too near him in the corner. So he's got time to drive, but it's a great cracking save. And then header goes off the bar. And it's just.
I don't think he realized. I mean, I don't think it was a good penalty. I will be honest with you. I think he made it easy for Kasper. It probably didn't help. Maybe James Maddison going up and saying "boo" in his ear just before he ran up for it. Or I don't. He may have said, "Go to the left. Go to the left." I don't know. But it happens, you know. I mean, all clubs and players do it, but it wasn't. I don't think a brilliant penalty, and I don't think for the header. I mean, it was an empty goal. I don't think he realised that he had as much time as he did.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I think what's happened is when obviously Schmeichel saved that, I think he's mistimed his jump ever so slightly, and obviously he has hit the bar. I thought before that moment, I thought the Leicester crowd were really, really quiet, but just something like that just lifts the crowd up a little bit. And I think that's what spurred you on last night was the 12th man and, the King Power. Because after that, the whole game changed in that complexion.
I think as we went through the game, and I turned to say to my mate and said, I said, this could be our night. Because every time you had a shot, I mean, I was looking at I know stats don't sort of tell you everything, but, I've lost them now. I did have them up before here. Let's get them up. Here we go. You had 21 attempts on goal to our six, allegedly.
Yeah.
Now, for a Premier League team to get... I would be sat here, I've got to be honest with you, and if it had been the other way around, I would have been going mad at Leicester for that. And when as it got on and went on and went on, I kind of thought, maybe this is the night you're not going to score.
Well, that was our first shutout, I think, in about 35 games. So it's been a long time coming. I'd have to say, but I think we're fortunate against Spurs. I think we're very, very fortunate to draw that game. Last night didn't play well, but you usually expect a Liverpool side to try and get a draw. But we seem to be quite the draw specialists as you want to say. But last night I just thought. Just nothing went right for us last night. And as you say, we didn't have our shooting boots on. 21 shots to your six is incredible. But you're right. It was more the fact that we were going for shots from like aimless situations. Like Henderson had, I think, three opportunities and every one of them went over the bar. I think Jota had a couple, Salah had a couple, and obviously the big chance in the second half was obviously Mane. He's going through a bit of a barren spell, it has to be said. He is not going through the best spell of his Liverpool career at the moment. And he does everything right. He lifts it over Schmeichel. It's just that final finish, and a confident Sadio Mane probably scores that. Sadio Mane at this moment in time, I think he's on a long goal drought since I think the 17th of November. So it's been a long, long goal drought he has had.
I mean, I wish I'd had a bet on last night's game, because we have only kept, before last night, two clean sheets. The first game of the season against Wolves, and that was a bit like last night. Had they got the shooting boots on, then we probably wouldn't have been a clean sheet. And against Newcastle, which in fairness, most people can keep a clean sheet against Newcastle at the moment. And not only that, so, going into this, and we'd conceded six goals in the previous game to Man City, and we can't defend corners for Toffee. I can't remember what game it was, but I actually wrote the fact down that I was watching one game and the commentator said, literally, getting a corner against Leicester is as good as getting a goal. And literally, as the words finished leaving his mouth, they scored against us.
Yeah, that was Villa, wasn't it? That was the Aston Villa game.
It could have been Villa. Yeah, it could have been Villa. And just looking through my notes, I can't find it. You had 12 corners.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was like Zulu last night. You were just doing it. 12 corners, 21 shots, no goals.
Yeah, and every corner, excuse my French, was shite. Absolutely shite. Didn't beat the first man. Like, Trent Alexander-Arnold's corners were either going sort of over everybody, and then Tsimikas left. Like, Tsimikas wasn't beating the first man. It was just one of those nights. Just one of those nights that just never went right for us. And you obviously, you know, we did have a... I think we had one header. I think Jota headed it just wide as well. But the more the game went on, like, you get to the 85th, you get to the 90th minute, you think, yeah, there's always a chance there. I mean, Matip had another. It was just like the Alamo. We were pouring everything at you. But the problem is, we came up against a very, very good defence. Ndidi and Marty. You know, you've got a makeshift centre back pairing. Thought they were excellent. Luke Thomas. I think that's one of his best games I've seen. Yeah. Dewsbury Hall last night as well. You know. You played very, very well, and I obviously gave Kasper Schmeichel man of the match. I don't know what the Leicester bloggers or reporters gave the man of the match to, but I think you'd probably say it was probably between Schmeichel and Dewsbury Hall.
Yeah, I mean, Schmeichel got it on the BBC one, which is obviously, you know, Liverpool fans going about on Liverpool, Leicester on the Leicester, and that went to Schmeichel. The guy that does it for us, Alan Bennett, he does it straight after the match. He texted me. He actually went for Dewsbury Hall, who is on loan last season, not at Luton, won every award that was going there. And they wanted him back. We said, no, thank God we kept him this season. And yeah, he's going to be a star. He really, really is. He's hungry. He's fighting for it. But yeah, I mean, like I say, everything was there. Yeah, having got that win over us, so you had the psychological advantage. When we saw nine, and I accept 5 minutes in this game because I know Iheanacho and Vardy were both down for quite a while. I think Iheanacho was another one where you tried a hitman to get him again. I'm just pleased we got through the game without any of your players breaking any of our players' legs.
Yeah, just obviously best wishes out to Ricardo Pereira. Absolutely, I'm devastated for him because he's one of the finest right backs to play in the Premier League. I hope we'll see him again. I really, really do. Hopefully that injury hasn't obviously finished his. His Leicester City career, but Tyler Morton, he's a young man. It was a very, very bad challenge. And I think I don't think you'll have seen many Liverpool fans saying it wasn't a red card that night. I was watching it live at the time and, I said red card immediately. So very, very surprised that yellow was dished out. But best wishes to Ricky.
Yeah, thank you. I think Klopp is becoming the new Fergie. I think that's what it is. You got the psychological advantage as well because scoring in the 95th minute, as you did, makeshift defence. It was just like a total, where has that performance been for us all season? But Spencer's asking here, from a Liverpool point of view, do you think Alisson should have done better for the goal?
Yes, in the case of he shouldn't be getting beaten in his near post. I totally agree with that. I do think he was a little bit unsighted, though. I think Van Dijk kind of was in the way of him as well. So I think Lookman did take advantage of that very, very well. But I do think that I used to be a goalkeeper myself. And I was always told you'd never get beaten in the front post.
You know, Brad used to be a goalkeeper. You two in the goalkeepers' union, aren't you?
I would like to think so. But I think if you're a goalkeeper, you don't want to be beaten at your near post. So I think Alisson will be very, very disappointed. And Brighton have just equalised at Chelsea. That's have good they? News for us.
Whoa. Yes, it is. Because you had dropped down to third. Oh, it hasn't updated on mine. The BBC are a little bit... Oh, they've just done it now. I mean, you know, you look at Luckman, no pun intended, and we'd got him on loan. Everybody was like a bit hesitant because we had Under on loan last season, and he started off, had a couple of pretty decent games, and then kind of just disappeared up his own backside. So we didn't want to get too, you know, overconfident about Luckman. He's on his natural left side, or his preferred left side, which is where he played for Fulham until he got injured. And Fulham, absolutely, he said, had he not got injured, he'd have probably been their player of the season. It's going to be interesting what Rodgers does when Harvey Barnes comes back. Whether he'll move Barnes over or not, I don't know. But Luckman, he scored against Man City on that side. But yeah, he started that move off, passed it to Dewsbury Hall, who was running forward. And Luckman, there was a couple of Leicester players ahead of him. And this is what I loved about the performance. If we'd lost last night, I would have taken it because we'd given it our all. And that's the difference, I think. But Luckman just sort of went, I want it back. And he ran ahead. And those two just combined so nicely on that side. And I thought Van Dijk, he kind of turned sideways onto the shot.
Yeah, the problem with what happened was that Luckman got the ball in a very, very good position. And then, you know, I don't know if he wants to go with Dewsbury Hall or Luckman, but what happened was Trent is totally unsighted. Matip's nowhere to be seen. I don't know where Matip was. And Henderson, you'd have to say Henderson's probably at fault as well for not tracking his runner, but it's a lovely finish from Luckman. And had to be an ex-Evertonian to score the winner. But no, I think that's a goal worthy win in any game. I tell you something now. We would probably be playing for about 3 hours later. We probably would still not have scored. It was that kind of night last night.
You know, don't you? And we know as fans, you get games like that where, you know, you do whatever you do, still be playing, you don't win. I mean, a lot of people are saying now that sort of gifted the title to Man City. I mean, if they win, they're going to be 9 games ahead of you, although you've got a game in hand. It's not over yet, is it, for you?
No. It's nothing is won in January. I think people need to remember that. And the thing is, for me, is that, look, 9 points. It's been done before. It's been done before. I think United was either United or City were 9 points behind, and they obviously whoever managed to win when
that. I think it was United with 9. It was with the famous Kevin Keegan rant.
That's right. They were 9 points behind Newcastle, and they managed to win it. So yeah, it's not over, but we can't afford to drop any more points. The Chelsea game on Sunday is absolutely crucial now. You know, they've had a few injuries tonight. I believe Reece James went off injured, Christensen went off injured, and I believe Aspilicueta went off injured. So you look at that, that's mainly most of their back line now. And obviously, you know, Danny Welbeck's late goal to give Brighton
a
draw.
That was the table before the games tonight. That was after last night. But it's, you know, I mean, you look at last season, you know, you were dead and buried and out of it until the last couple of games, and you came back and obviously pinched a European place off us. Champions League place off us. But just going back to something that Helen said earlier, and just trying to find, I think she was sort of saying, do you see Leicester getting into Europe this season? To be honest with you, and again, you know, if you look at the table there, it's a weird season because everybody's beating everybody. It kind of is you three, probably with Chelsea yourselves and City, are outstanding compared. But past that, It's open, you know. You win a couple of games and you back up there. I mean, look where Brighton, I mean, I know they're drawing tonight, but, you know, Brighton aren't even on that top half of the table. Yeah. Early on, they were, Graham Potter was the new coming. Brentford as well. So it is a funny season. And any other season, I don't think we struggle. That said, I do have a sneaky feeling for the Europa Conference that we might just sneak a win on that and get into the Europa League that way. So,
I think Leicester have had an up and down season. I don't think many people, including myself, had you to be top four contenders this season. Yeah. You still could be. You know, I don't obviously want to, you know, bring fun on Arsenal fans as well. Like, they are fourth. They deserve to be fourth at this moment in time. But how long that will be is another matter. West Ham have been very, very good. Spurs are always going to be there, you know, with Conte. And a big club like Manchester United having to rely on an interim manager as well, like they were shocking the other night as well. So as you see, everyone could be anybody in that we've fourth to eighth at the moment.
I mean, we're sort of saying anybody can beat anybody, unless you're Man United trying to beat Newcastle, of course. But did I say that out loud? But I mean, as I said the other night, you know, I don't know what's happening with Man United. Man United should be the sort of club that when they've got a manager's position available, managers should be walking barefoot over broken glass to manage that club. They shouldn't be having to get a temporary guy in charge. You know, they should be going out and saying, who do we want? Going out and trying to get him, paying what's needed if compensation is needed. And that person should say, when can I come?
Yeah.
You know, look, you know, if Brendan Rodgers leaves Celtic to come to Leicester mid-term when he's on for the treble, managers should be crying out to get to Man United. And I think that, to be honest with you, says more about how Man United have dropped in perception around the world than anything else.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree with you. I think the thing is with United is that, yes, they've not been as good recently, but it's just, they're going through a wee barren spell at the moment. And they're trying to get out of this horrible, horrible run that they're going on. I mean, they're next season they'll have gone 10 years without winning the league as well. Like Manchester United, like we went 30 years without winning the league, but Manchester United fans will just want a league title immediately, but they're a million miles away from where they want to be.
Yes. And it's quite funny because obviously when we do these YouTube shows, a lot of fellow bloggers, vloggers, whatever you want to call us, are quite young, shall we say, or I'm just very old, or it's one or the other. I think it's more likely the second. But, you know, it's a lot of fans you talk to. A lot of Man United fans don't realise that there was a club pre-Ferguson and it wasn't that good. You know, they weren't the biggest club in England or Europe or wherever. When you say that to some of these fans, and it's like, they don't believe you, but they're, you know, it sometimes a life gets you like that. But I was going to bring this up, but you'll probably realise why I won't in a minute, because there's a certain newspaper that I don't think it's right that I bring up. But this is what they said this morning. After all his moaning, Jurgen Klopp had a genuine reason to have the hump. Yet the grumpiest Premier League manager of them all, whose constant whining is becoming tiresome, could not point the finger at schedule or fellow managers. They obviously, you can guess which paper that was. But
yeah.
And I'm sorry, but looking at it from the outside, it does like a moan, doesn't he?
Yes, I think he's moaned every single time that the Christmas schedule has come around. Now, I've always remembered the Christmas schedule being Boxing Day, either the 28th or the 29th, and then either the New Year's Day or the 2nd of January.
Yeah,
depending on like what what days fall on those days anyway. But yeah, he just has to get on with it. I'm sorry, he just has to get on with it. We've known for a long, long time that the Christmas scheduling. You have about 8 or 9 games in December. And it's all about whether you can handle the pressure. And I was looking at like some stats earlier. I believe that Chelsea's December has been very, very poor. Ours has been up and down a little bit. I mean, I think the only defeat was obviously like to you guys, to Leicester. I think, and also that was our first defeat in about 5 years as well. We hadn't lost a game in 5 years in December as well. So, you know, you caught us on a very, very good night. We didn't play well at all. But Klopp,
carry on.
I have actually stopped watching his press conferences because I know what's coming out of his mouth when it comes to the Christmas fixtures. I've just stopped watching them, to be honest. And the Burnley, whatever he said about Burnley the other day was ridiculous.
It was. Scott and Helen are both saying they can't hear me. I'll try and move in closer. I was leaning over just then when I was reading that out, which is possibly why it wasn't picking it up. Ant, good evening, Ant. How the devil are you?
Hi, Ant.
Ant's Leicester fan channel. Klopp, great manager, less so of a person. Ooh, ouch. But I can kind of see where he's coming from, because was there any need to stick the Carabao Cup quarterfinal like 2 or 3 days before Christmas? I mean, I don't know when it's been played in the past, but for me, that could have been, you know, there's no Europe in January. It could have been put into January to play in for our two teams anyway. So many, that was an extra game that really wasn't needed.
Yeah, I think I remembered the Carabao Cup play the quarterfinal or semi-final being in January as well. And then obviously, like, after Chelsea, we've got, like, we've got Arsenal, then Shrewsbury, then Arsenal again. You know, it's just, it's just, Brad.
Nice one, Brad.
But no, I as you say, I've always remembered the Carabao Cup to be in January, quarterfinal or semi-final. Then I think the final is usually at the end of February as well. So. I don't know why they put it 3 days before Christmas, but it is what it is.
It is. And just going through some comments here. I try not to read. I tell you why I sounded low. It's because my eyes are really bad, and I should have. I was leaning in to read it, and that's why. Brad says also, like Salah, I missed the start. Oh, he's got the knives out. He's got the knives out. But Roger's reaction was, we've had some great wins, picked up some great titles, but one thing that has never fallen with this team is the spirit. We've played poorly at times, but we've never stopped fighting, and we saw that today. I don't know whether you can say that about a lot of games this season, but it was, for me, the best performance of the season. Whether it was a win or a loss, we gave it everything. You know, we weren't attacking. We didn't have, you know, a lot of possession. Not that that makes a lot of difference. But if we'd have lost that last night, we were going to go down fighting. You know, we'd have taken it with us. Klopp said it didn't look like us. And whether it means you look like Norwich or not. But I mean, here we go. The reason for the defeat is clear. They, as in Leicester, had to play 2 days ago. They had to fight through this really intense period, and they did it really well. We didn't do enough to beat Leicester, so they deserved to win. I mean, great, thanks. Yep, you're saying you didn't do enough and we deserve to win. But I had to read that a couple of times and check the notes. The fact that they were, as I've just said, he was saying that we won because we played 2 days ago.
Well, I mean, you got absolutely, you got really, really battered by Manchester City. But the thing is that was a cat and mouse game, that one. Because you came back really, really well in that game. Like you made it obviously 4-0 down, and then it was obviously 4-3 as well. So yeah. It's I can see where he's coming from. We didn't have a game on Boxing Day because the Leeds game was postponed. Apparently, Leeds have so many COVID cases that they wouldn't been able to field the team. And yet, it's funny because a lot of people actually said that Liverpool got that game postponed. No, it was definitely Leeds that got that game postponed. And but no, I think you. You like I kept saying last night, and how I've said tonight, you guys played very, very well last night, and I think that's the thing with Leicester is that yes, you haven't had the best of seasons yet, but as you say, it was the best performance last night. If you can get performances in like that, it's not like. Don't have the Liverpool game as a fluke. Like go on now, go on a wee run. You've got Norwich City on. I think it's Saturday. You've got Norwich Saturday. You've got Norwich. Yeah. Go and beat them, and then it's all about the next game.
But this is Leicester, having done that last night, we'll go and lose to Norwich. Helen saying City won 1-0. I don't think they have. I think there's only 62 minutes been played on that one.
Yes, I kicked off at 8:15, so yes. Still.
But Chelsea have drawn with Brighton.
Yeah.
So maybe Graham Potter, Brad, if you're watching, because I know he's a big Potter fan, Graham Potter maybe is the second coming. A couple of points there. Leicester have won consecutive league matches against Liverpool for the first time since April 1999. And Brendan Rodgers is the first manager to previously take charge of Liverpool in the Premier League to go on and secure consecutive wins against them in the competition. I don't know how, obviously, it is true. It was on the web, on the other thing, but that is sounding good. And then just some last points here. Liverpool failed to score for the first time in 29 Premier League games for the first time since a 1-0 home loss to Fulham in March. When Luckman was playing for them, he was in the squad that day.
Mm-hmm, he was.
Yeah, it's obviously don't like Luckman. Since the start of 2020, Kasper Schmeichel has saved more penalties in the Premier League than any other goalkeeper, with tonight stopped third in his peer. So, guys, to those of you that are out there that are saying, Kasper needs to be rested and, he's not having a good season, just take note of that. Brad says, don't swear at me, Chris. Look, there's a very thin line, Brad. There's a very thin line between love and hate, right? And I think you protest too much. I really do. Answer definitely not. Helen's defending Brighton there. If they were a good side, I think they'd still be up there. But give them credit for today, and I'm sure they've done you a bit of a favour today. Good evening, statement. Yep.
Oh, hello, Steve. Yeah. Hope you're doing well. I think Brighton have done us a big favour. Now going to Chelsea and drawing. I think that's Chelsea's. I could be wrong in saying, but I think that's their third or fourth consecutive 1-1 draw at home. So their home form is not great either way you look at it, as well. But that's a cracking result for Brighton.
They've drawn six games this season.
Yeah. Yeah, so and I believe most of them have been at home as well, as I said to you earlier, nothing is won in December or January. All about March, April, and May.
Before I let you go, what are your hopes now for the season for Liverpool?
I think a League Cup victory would be fantastic. I want to go far in the Champions League. FA Cup, I don't know if we'll go far in the FA Cup at all. But I think just wait and see what will happens. Just wait and see what happens with City. They're not going to go. They're not going to go on a mad run like usual. But they are very, very capable of it. But there's still, I think, 57 points to play for. So nothing is, as I said, nothing is won in December, January, or February. It's all about that March, April, May. If we're in with a shout in April or May, then fantastic. But I think all about this season was to close the gap on City and then build on for next season. I want to run in the Champions League, FA Cup. Don't know how we'll do in the FA Cup, but I think if we can win a 7th Champions League, I think that would be definitely success, and maybe a League Cup as well. That would be nice.
The thing I'm thinking about is, I mean, there was that season or that year, I think it went over 2 seasons, when literally, if there was a trophy, you won it. Mm-hmm. I think you had the FA, the league, that you won the Premier League, you won the Champions League, you won the European Super Cup, you won the World Team Cup, I think.
And yeah, Club Cup,
You're going from that where you literally, there was nothing left for you. There was literally nothing left for you to win, you know.
Yeah.
To what have you won since then? It's a huge drop, you know. I was saying this, you know, people were saying to me about Leicester, and you know, we've kind of fallen away this season, and I'm saying, yeah, but look at Liverpool. It happens to every club. Sometimes when you have a good season, it sometimes is followed by a not so good season, but you kind of just didn't follow that up at all.
Yeah, it's just what happens. It's just what happens. But I have to say, I think I wish you guys the best of luck for the rest of the season. And we'll obviously see you again at Anfield. I don't know when we next play you. I think it's either February or March time, if I remember
quite
rightly.
Quick. I think it's February. Yeah, it's actually coming down February. Quite quick. It will be the decider.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like Tyson Fury versus whoever he was boxing against. the decider. But no, I mean, you know, good luck to Liverpool, except when you play us. I had you down for third, so I think you are going to sort of finish in that area. And thank you so much for coming on and being so nice about the fact. I wasn't this nice when you beat us in the Carabao Cup. I'm not going to deny it. So I was a bit salty, I'm not going to lie, but it was the way we lost. But no, thanks for coming on and thanks for being so generous with your comments.
My pleasure, Chris. And you've got a good channel, so keep building it, keep building up the subscribers, and I think you'll get there very, very well. And you're more than welcome to come on my predictions show as well. That I've done 2 with Brad now, so I feel like I need to invite you on to one. So we'll definitely get you on in the new year for sure.
Brad is the better one at predicting. I'm not going to lie, even though you know he's got the history of North Macedonia in his prediction locker, but I just I'm just rubbish at it. I am not doing so. I try to sort of not talk too much. The only reason I invited Steve Leinicks onto mine is because he's even worse at it than I am, you know. So just give your channels a shout out again.
Yeah, my YouTube channel is the Dugout Football Channel. We'll definitely have Chris on. Thank you, Helen. I really do appreciate that comment. Well, I'll definitely have you on for the prediction stream as well. My Instagram is douglas.horn. My Twitter handle is somewhere around there, is enrod_1992. I'm also on Facebook.
There you go.
And I'm also on Facebook at Douglas James Horn. And I'll be back doing live streaming in January. I've got a couple of good shows coming up as well, so turn that notifications bell on so you don't miss an upload. But Chris, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, and I will leave by saying I wish you best of luck for the rest of the season.
And you as well. Have a great enjoy the New Year's Eve. You're a Scotsman, thank you. So I presume you, you know, you will be doing. And all I will
there
say
will
is,
definitely be a few bevies, yes.
Yeah, I kind of thought there might be. And I just want to say, sort of talking about bottling it, you know, you say you're working, but we're having a quiz tomorrow night and you bottled coming on because you obviously didn't want to lose for, you know, another night.
Unfortunately, when you work in a supermarket, especially when it's close to, you know, New Year, you can't say no. I'm getting a booster tomorrow as well, so I've got my booster. I've got work, so I'm quite glad I'm not working Hogmanay. So basically, if I have any side effects, which I hope I don't, obviously, I can obviously sleep that off and then, you know, enjoy the bells into 2022.
I don't know if you should be drinking if you're having your booster.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
That's going to stop you. That's going to stop you.
Nothing's going to stop me.
I had mine and I did have a few side effects. So good luck with it, mate. And have a great Hogmanay and New Year's Eve. And all the best for the rest of the season, except when you play us, of course.
Absolutely. Cheers, Chris. Take care, mate.
All the best, mate. Take care. Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks so much. He's a great lad, is Doug. And I know we have banter between us all, but Doug is a great guy. And check his channels out. He just doesn't do Liverpool. He does a lot of mixed stuff. Please go and support his channel. It is great. As Scott said earlier, if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a subscribe. We're over 1,000, but we just want to try and just sort of put a little bit of a gap between us and 1,000. So if you don't mind giving us a like, that would be brilliant. And smash the likes for this video. And you should be doing this if he finds it in time. Here we go.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favorite podcast platform. Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow, and join in now.
And if you like a bit of an end-of-year quiz,
it's the Big Fat Football Quiz with Leicester Till I Die TV.
So you think you know your football?
Well, let's see.
The Big Fat Football Quiz. Just talking about it then with Doug. It's tomorrow night on this on this channel at 7 o'clock. We've got Brad representing Leicester. We've got Dan representing Burnley. We've got Simon, who is a Spurs fan, and we've also got you've got to have somebody from a smaller club, if you like. So we've got Steve on from Arsenal. Yes. It'll kill me. It's Premier League and a few World Cup ones in there as well. So it could be very, very interesting. And you've got yours truly asking the questions. So I'll probably do it. Just a few more comments. Is that a baggy green on your head? No, it's the old, it's a Leicester City LCFC cap, mate. The old Foxes logo. I could have colour coordinates, a yellow and yellow. You think I just throw this programme together? I don't. I know it looks like I do. I've got to be honest with you. Helen, thank you so much for popping on. Good night and thank you for the stream, Chris. I wish you all the best health and Leicester fans for the FA Cup in Europe. Thank you so much and good luck to you as well. It's about time. You've a couple of years since you've won the Champions League. You're about due it again. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming on. Scott just agreeing there. It's actually an old Leicester emblem. Yeah, I had this. I made a bet when we won the Premier League that I was going to have a tattoo if we were top at Christmas, and I did because we were. And that was when I had, I don't know if you can see that, chat shit get banged, Leicester Till I Die. It's great at parties. Always got to explain that. And then I said, oh, I'll have another one if I do it. And I was blogging for the Sun newspaper at the time. And I can say that now that the Liverpool guys have gone. But I was blogging for the Sun newspaper for Leicester at the time. And they were reporting about my first tattoo when I was sort of, you know, 55 and what have you. And they actually filmed me having this tattooed on my calf. And I'm not going to show you because I've got to stand up and climb on everywhere. But, yeah, I have got that tattooed. It does look a bit like a rat, as one Man United fan said. There we go. It's mine and I like it. Mountain Man, thanks for joining us. Not being in the USA sucked when it comes to catching these streams. Being in the USA sucked when it comes to catching these streams. It does. Subscribe if you haven't, Mountain. Subscribe for you if you haven't. And what was I going to say? We'll set a reminder. But if you miss, you can always watch. You can catch up with it. Comment. You know, even if it's not live, you can comment on it. And I always try and reply back to the comments if they're made afterwards. And or you can listen in the podcast on your favourite podcast platform. Just search Leicester Till I Die. Chris, another tattoo for if we get the cup this season. I think I might have said I was going to get a tattoo last season if we won it. I think I got away with it. Nobody's mentioned it. It's expensive, I'll tell you. And not painful at all. But that's another story for another show. Hey, good to see you at 7 o'clock tomorrow. And hopefully, if I can get the information sorted, I'm going to do a special on New Year's Eve during the day. Thanks, everybody, for joining. If I don't see you for the quiz, have an absolutely fantastic new year. But if I do see you for the quiz, I'll see you tomorrow at 7. Thanks for everybody. Thanks for Scott for modding for me. Thanks to everybody else that popped in. And biggest thanks to Doug. Do check out his channel. The link's in the description below so you can still find it. And I will see you tomorrow at 7.
It's all over. It is now.